Elisha makes the iron to float. Now, the sons of the prophets, and I said the sons of the prophets were a group of young men and their families who were faithful to God at a time when most of the Israelites weren't. So we should be like these sons of the prophets, even if other people, even those who call themselves Christians, even if they do wrong things, we have got to know who we have believed and stick with him. So these sons of the prophets said to Elisha, "See now, the place where we're living is too small for us. Let's go to the River Jordan. Let each man take a beam from there. That is a piece of wood. And let us make a place there where we can live." He answered, "Go." One said, "Please go with us." Elisha said, "I will go." So he went with them. When they came to the River Jordan, they cut down some wood. But as one was chopping down a tree, the axe head fell into the water. It flew off the axe and plop. And the man cried and said, "Oh, my master, I borrowed that." The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" He showed him the place. Elisha cut down a stick, threw it in there, and made the iron float. He said, "Take it." So he put out his hand and took it. So it didn't only float. This iron swam back to the shore. Now, what that shows is that really God can do absolutely all things. And that is the basic lesson we've got to take all the time, that although God doesn't do miracles quite like he did in those days, God can do anything and everything. Now, the king of Syria was fighting against Israel. Now, you remember that the king of Syria was the boss of Naaman, who became a believer. And he asked his servants, he said, "My camp is going to be," or he told his servants, "My camp," that's where the soldiers camped, "is going to be in such and such a place." Elisha sent a message to the king of Israel saying, "Be careful that you don't go past that place, because the Syrians are coming that way." The king of Israel sent to the place which Elisha had told him and warned him about, and he saved himself there, not just once nor twice. Now the king of Syria was upset about this. He called his servants and said to them, "Which one of you is for the king of Israel?" He probably thought that Naaman was something to do with this. One of his servants said, "It's not any of us, O king, but it's Elisha, the prophet in Israel. He knows even the words you speak in your bedroom, and he tells the king of Israel about them." Now, of course, it's God who knows the words we speak in our bedrooms. So don't think you can go up to your bedroom and have a sulk and say bad things, because God hears the words you say in your bedroom, and he told them to Elisha. So the king of Syria said, "Let's go and get this Elisha. Where is he?" They said, "He's in Dothan." So he sent horses, chariots, and a great army to Dothan. They came by night, and they surrounded the city. When the servant of Elisha had got up early in the morning and looked out, he saw an army with horses and chariots all around the city. And the servant said to Elisha, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Elisha said, "Don't be afraid. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Now what he meant was that they've got their horses and chariots, but we've got even more horses and chariots. But he was referring to the angels. Elisha prayed and said, "Yahweh, please open his eyes that he may see." And God opened the eyes of the young man who was the servant, and he saw that the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. So when they came down to him, Elisha prayed to God and said, "Please strike all these people with blindness." And God struck them with blindness, according to what Elisha had said. Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I'll bring you to the man whom you seek." He led them to Samaria. When they came into Samaria, Elisha said, "Yahweh, open the eyes of these men that they may see." Yahweh opened their eyes, and they realized they were in the middle of Samaria. The king of Israel said to Elisha when he saw them, "My father, shall I strike them? Shall I strike them? That is, shall I kill these soldiers, these Syrians?" Elisha said, "No, you shall not hit them. Would you strike those whom you took captive with your sword and with your bow?" He's saying, "Look, God has taken these people captive, not you. Give them bread and water, that they may eat and drink and go back home. He prepared a great feast for them. When they had eaten and drunken, he sent them away. And they went to their master, and the armies of Syria stopped raiding the land of Israel. Now, what that means is that by showing grace, that is the real way to defeat people. Because those poor frightened soldiers, when they opened their eyes, they thought, oh, we've been taken captive, now they're going to kill us. And instead, they make a feast for them. So yeah, eat and drink what you want and go home. And then they didn't come, those men didn't come and attack Israel anymore. Now, this is hard to understand, especially when you're young, that being kind to your enemies actually shuts them up. You might not think that is the case, but it often is the case. That when you've got power over other people, then be kind to them. And don't judge them as they have judged you. And let's remember that we are surrounded by armies of angels. Armies of angels. And there are far more with us than with anyone who might appear to be against us. And Elisha had so much faith that the angels were there, he didn't actually want to see them himself. He knew they were there. He just asked that the eyes of his servant would be opened. And that young man is like us, really. We also can't really see all these angels, and we struggle to believe they're really there. But they really are. And even when things go really wrong, in the end, we will overcome, even if we die. If we're in Christ, if we're baptized into Christ, and if we remain in Jesus, we will be resurrected, and we will live forever. And so this is a wonderful example of where really grace is the way, to be kind to our enemies. Because any other army would have said, aha, we've now got our enemies inside our own city. We've got them all. Let's kill them. But instead, Elisha said, no, give them something to eat. And they make them a feast and sent them away. And then they don't bother them anymore. So that is the way to go. Like Jesus said, if somebody takes your jacket, offer them your shirt. If somebody makes you go 1 mile, offer to go 2. This is the way of grace. This is the answer to other people's unkindness toward us.